They're known as some of the original recyclers. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association is a sponsor of the Business News Hour. With members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, delivering ag parts to farmers and ranchers. NTPDA.com.
Hey, it is the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for being with us. All of us here in the greater city of Des Moines welcome you, and we welcome Jeff Pitts, the managing editor of City View Magazine, in our hyper-local look at stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro this weekend into next week. And he has a list. He's ready to go, and he is not yet. This is not you haven't shaved in a while. What's going on?
I quit shaving.
Did you really?
Yeah, cold turkey.
Wow. Going to grow the beard?
I do the Kurt Warner now.
I like it. I like it. You got to grow your hair long now.
Is that how it works?
Well, Kurt's got long hair.
Oh, I never noticed. Yeah. I mean, now or?
Oh, Kurt Warner.
Who'd you think?
I was saying Aaron Rodgers.
Oh.
See, Aaron doesn't shave either.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Well, Kurt Warner was the first one I knew that did this kind of scam where you just use like the loose razor, electric.
Yeah. Right.
Just like a half a centimeter.
It kind of gives a rugged look.
Yeah, but it's also, the real reason is it's just much easier.
Yeah, right? I would do that, but being a white man with a white beard, I would just not, I mean, people, looks like Casper. Yeah, can't see this guy. Oh, boy. Well, another weekend. Exciting things going on in the metro.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What you got?
Nothing. What do you feel like?
Okay. I don't know. Start at the top.
We got some action going. We have Whitney Cummings, comedian at Hoyt Sherman Place.
Whitney tonight. Cummings. Now, is Whitney Cummings a female?
Female.
Yes. And she will be at Hoyt Sherman.
That's right.
Tonight.
That's right.
Good.
And she's funny.
She's funny.
I'm not going to say the name of the tour because it's just slightly inappropriate.
Oh, is it?
It's not really, but it could be taken that way.
I see.
So.
How come?
I don't want to be on.
Right. On a list. How come comedians can get away with that?
I was thinking that about some other things. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because I guess if you're funny enough.
And you can get away with
people
it?
People will forgive you.
Mm. Whitney at Hoyt Sherman Place tonight with the We Can't Tell You What the Name of the Show Is show.
I mean, I totally, anyway.
Yeah, but she's funny.
Yeah.
And that'll get you through.
Right.
All right. Go see Whitney. Tell us about it. Call us up and let us know what the show's name is. All right.
Escaping the Labyrinth is at the Des Moines Playhouse, a romantic comedy. And this is said to be the world premiere.
Really?
And it's worthy of the gods.
So, whoa, back up a little here. So, this is at the Des Moines Playhouse?
Yep.
It is a world premiere?
That's what it says.
And it's in Des Moines?
It's in Des Moines.
Wow. That's pretty special. I imagine, just because you said it's a romantic comedy, hijinks will ensue.
Whew. What is a hijink?
I don't know, man, but you know, I'd like to know what ensue is. So what?
You want to hear?
Yeah, go with the hype here.
Okay, so it says this is a world premiere that's worthy of the gods.
Worthy of the gods?
The Greek gods.
Oh.
That is. American classics grad student Bud Schleilman is touring Greece in 1951 when he encounters a man who mistakenly reveals that he is the Greek god Hermes.
Hermes.
Still alive after centuries after people stopped believing. Over the next 58 years, Bud encounters other gods living in disguise in the modern world, including the goddess Artemis, with whom he falls in love.
Ooh. Romantic comedy with the gods.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
Magic is in the air.
I tell you what, man. It's all right. Get you some. Okay. So that's at the Des Moines Playhouse.
Yeah. Starting, and that'll be running all week. Yep.
Starting this weekend. All right, good.
Starts tonight, yep. Trick-or-treaters are invited to Family Halloween at Living History Farms. It's that time of the year.
Oh, it is that time of the year.
So this will be ongoing for a couple weeks. Do you have your costume picked out yet?
No. You know, my granddaughter's one of my granddaughters
Yeah.
is going as Wonder Woman.
Ah.
Yeah. I mean, she's got the boots and the stuff. And Yeah. So.
That's not going to be my costume.
That's Monday. All right.
What was your last good costume?
My last
Did you ever have a really good one?
The one I remember.
Yeah.
Was one that I had to kind of create when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I was Dracula.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I had a black cape.
Uh-huh.
But what do you do for fangs, right? And this is before plastic fangs and all that stuff. I mean, you know, because I'm old. This goes
predate plastic fangs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. And besides, my parents are so cheap, they're not going to buy me plastic fangs, even if they did exist at the time. So what did I do?
What do you do?
Well, yeah,
popsicle sticks?
Close. I took two pumpkin seeds.
Really?
Yeah.
And how'd you...
How did I stick them on there?
Yeah.
I can't remember. I don't remember.
Did you get them back off?
Yeah, I got them off. But yeah, so anyway.
Huh.
Yeah, and the black cape and the hair. And the,
it was a hit.
Oh, it was a hit.
You know, I used to use orange seeds.
For?
A similar ruse. I would try and trick the tooth fairy.
Really?
Yeah, so I'd put them under my pillow.
Orange seeds.
I'd be telling my mom my plan, you know, right. Much.
Here's the deal.
It's my first get-rich-quick scheme.
How'd that work out?
Didn't.
Oh, yeah, well, it's all those. Oh, the tooth fairy and orange seeds. See what you learned here?
What did you get from the tooth? Did you have the tooth fairy?
I think.
You predate the tooth fairy, too.
Yeah, right. I don't know. I know our kids all got tooth fairy stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. I predate almost everything.
Okay, let's see what else we have. Along that same theme, Night Eyes at the Zoo starts Sunday. Special guests include princesses, superheroes, patrol pups, and guests from other galaxies.
Guests from other galaxies at the Des Moines Zoo.
That's right. It's going to be a fun zone. Games, food vendors, and merry but not scary haunted train ride.
Merry but not scary haunted train ride. Great thing for kids.
Yep.
All right. Blank Park Zoo, ladies and gentlemen. You got to go.
Got to go. Through this weekend, the bands visit at the Civic Center.
The bands?
Mm-hmm. We talked about this before, Mal. A refresher.
Yeah, please.
Be a refresher. In an Israeli desert town.
Oh, that's right. I remember this.
Where
now.
Every day feels the same. Something different is suddenly in the air.
That's right. The bands.
Dina.
The Egyptians, right?
Wait for it.
Okay, I'm sorry. Just jumping ahead.
Dina, the young local cafe owner, had long resigned her desires for romance.
Until?
When a band of Egyptian musicians shows up. Lost at her cafe. She and her fellow locals take them in for the night. Under the spell of the night sky, their lives intertwine in unexpected ways. And this once sleepy town begins to wake up.
Yeah, there you go. There's some hype for you, ladies and gentlemen. The bands.
Could be a good one.
Yeah, it could be. Where's this at?
Civic Center.
Civic Center.
Yeah.
Willis I'd love to go see that.
Series. Yep.
That'd be nice.
That sounds like a good one.
It does, doesn't it?
There's love in the air, I guess, this
I guess.
Halloween season on the stage. It's good to see all these shows coming back. I think they're almost all back. Almost all the stages are kind of back.
Back, yeah.
Let's see. How about Downtown Farmers Market on Saturday?
There you go.
Ooh, it's a biggie.
What do you got?
IMT Des Moines Marathon.
IMT Des Moines Marathon.
Yep.
That's where you run?
That's where you run and run and run.
What, 26 miles?
26.2.
Yeah. Have you ever done a marathon?
No.
No.
Not to my knowledge.
But you've done some running, right?
I've been chased.
Yeah, right?
I've done some running, but never, not that kind of distance, no.
No.
Not even close, really.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah. So I got to hand it to him. But, yeah, so that's going on. The main event, the big marathon, the Big Daddy, that's Sunday.
Sunday, Big Daddy Marathon, IMT.
Yeah. Also, this weekend, Saturday night. Are you ready for a rodeo?
Oh, boy.
PBR, Des Moines Invitational at Wells Fargo Arena.
PBR, Professional Bull Rider. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
It's not rodeo. Is it PBR?
PBR.
Well, that's Professional Bull Riders. So there ain't no horses.
Could be.
Yeah.
So what does that mean? It's not a rodeo?
Correct. If it's PBR, so that's the Professional Bull Riders Association. Now, if it was Rodeo Cowboys Association.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then it would be a rodeo. RCA versus.
Ah, you just blew my mind. So people that go to this are not going to their first rodeo. No. I went to this.
It would not be a rodeo. It would be bucking bulls.
And that's not a rodeo.
No. Now, rodeo, you got roping, you got steer wrestling, you got a saddle bronc, you got bareback.
Well, I think they do that at this, too.
Yeah, it's PBR. I don't know. Maybe.
I know at other PBR events, I can't speak to this one.
Uh-huh.
Pretty sure.
Well, go, for, ladies and gentlemen.
You're probably right. I'm obviously out of my,
out
of my realm of expertise.
Okay. I mean, people go and let us know how many horses you see. I mean, you're bound to see clowns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bullfighters. What's it take to be a rodeo clown?
Or lots of guts.
Bull clown.
Lots of guts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know several of them. Yeah. And it's serious stuff.
Uh-huh.
Because you go out there and you're trying to put yourself in between the cowboy and the and the bull, and takes a lot of there's a lot of athleticism there.
That's the real sport there.
Right. Yeah. Watch the clowns.
Do they dress as clowns?
Yes. Sometimes. Yes, they do. For the most part, makeup and but not the clown outfit. But oftentimes shorts and Because they're out there working hard.
But you don't want, loose, baggy clothing.
Because you could get snagged.
Yeah.
So, yeah. They call them bullfighters rather than clowns now. So. Good stuff.
What's the origin of clowns? Where'd that...
I have no idea. I predate clowns. I have no idea. Some people are afraid of clowns.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know people that are afraid of clowns.
It's pretty rational. Yeah. I mean, if well, I learned this the hard way. We had my dad bought a big Elmo suit, full body suit, right? And he's pretty excited about it.
I bet.
Because our kids are Elmo fans. Well, he came over and there's other little kids and. Good chunk of the kids immediately started crying.
Right.
In fear and running in fear. Because it's so out of the ordinary to see this.
Elmo on TV.
Yeah.
But no Elmo in the living room.
Right.
Right.
Right. Right there,
I know. Probably the same with clowns.
That's what I'm driving at. The Great Pet Expo is this weekend.
How's it coming back?
Saturday and Sunday at Horizons Event Center. In Clive, the old Seven Supplies.
Yes, I recall. Yeah, that used to be out at the fairgrounds. I know the person that owns that. And, it's a great adventure.
Yeah. It
really is.
Should be good. Ballet Hispanico.
Ooh.
Sunday. The renowned Latino dance organization and one of America's cultural treasures, Ballet Hispanico, brings communities together to celebrate and explore Latino cultures through innovative
dances. Yeah. Neat. Ballet Latino.
This is Stevens Auditorium in Ames.
How would you say that in Spain?
I don't know how you'd say it, but I don't know what ballet is. Because dance is bala.
Bala? Yeah.
So it's, I don't know what specifically ballet would be or if it's the same.
Got it.
It's a good
bala,
question.
Huh? Bala.
I wonder how you say tutu in Spanish.
What?
Tutu.
Tutu. Bala tutu. Sounds like somebody from Africa. Bala tutu.
I don't know.
Yeah, interesting.
All kinds of more questions and answers today.
As you were traveling, through Spain for what, 20, 30 years, you know, following the likes of Ernest Hemingway, I thought maybe you might know that. But
never saw a bullfight either.
No, I don't blame. I wouldn't. Yeah, I couldn't do it. Could not do it.
I've heard it's.
Yeah, it's no. Nope. Sorry. Nope. Ain't going there.
Speaking of clowns, the Nitro Circus Tour.
What?
I don't know if they'll actually be clowns or not. This is like a, well, it's real life action heroes brave the world's largest jumps while pushing the envelope and doing incredible, never seen before tricks such as the legendary 45-foot Giganta ramp that launches BMX bikes, skateboards, skaters, scooter.
So this is no clowns.
Into
this
the
is,
sky,
yeah,
40
is,
miles an hour. This is like aerial
BMX
craziness.
Bikes. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Daredevils.
Yeah, take your life in your own hands stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The pictures looked amazing.
I bet.
I mean, these guys are flying in the air. Craziest stunts imaginable.
I know. Why?
With no roof, there are no limits.
Oh, boy.
This is at Principal Park, Sunday.
Principal Park? Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Going from baseball to...
Yep.
Hijinks.
Turning the page.
Yeah, yeah.
Season's over.
Right.
Next week, Wednesday, Jazz, the Des Moines Bigs Band. No Jays actually got a schedule going on all week, but
nice.
Check it out.
No Jay.
Also Wednesday, more comedy. Jeff Dunham.
I've heard of Jeff
this
Dunham.
This is the ventriloquist.
Funny guy.
Hopefully.
Yeah. But we can you tell us what his
sure
show
this is Wells Fargo Arena.
Oh, this is big.
For a comedian to fill Wells Fargo,
that's a big
impressive.
Deal. Yeah.
He's bringing his somewhat inappropriate proteges, Peanut, Walter, Jose Jalapeno, Bubba J, and Ahmed the Dead Terrorist.
Ahmed the Dead Terrorist. Oh, boy. Yeah,
somewhat
well.
Somewhat inappropriate.
Somewhat inappropriate, yeah.
Says they've filled arenas across the U.S. I guess comedians get away with
a lot of stuff. See, that's what we were talking about, Whitney. Wow. Wow. So, what's his name again?
Jeff Dunham. You've seen him. You've heard of him. Like, he's been.
Yeah.
He's kind of one of those. Yeah. You know who he is if you see him.
You know, we were on a cruise once.
Yeah.
On a riverboat. Mm-hmm. And I don't know who this guy was, but he was the funniest guy. He had a dog.
Uh-huh.
A live dog.
Uh-huh.
But he worked up some kind of a thing where the bottom of the dog's jaw moved.
Uh-huh.
And they would have these conversations. He was a ventriloquist. It was the funniest thing. Anyway, had to be there, I guess.
Yeah. More comedy. Ron White's stand-up comes to Stevens Auditorium. That's Thursday.
Yeah.
You know Ron White?
I know. You?
He's funny, too. He's been around forever.
All right. Ron White.
Funny. Tater Salad.
Stevens, what?
Tater Salad.
Tater Salad.
That was the name of one of his tours. I don't know.
Ah, see, you're into the comedians. You got this stuff.
Yeah, I like a good
comedy. Do you like? Yeah, yeah. You know what I don't like? I've gone to some of these comedy clubs and things.
Yeah.
I'm no prude, but I just don't
sometimes,
like all the profanity.
Too much.
Sometimes. Yeah, just too much, you know? Just come on.
Right.
Really? You have to do that? Anyway.
Yeah.
Is that a wrap?
Oh, we'll call that a wrap.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
That's Jeff Fitz loses interest, ladies and gentlemen. He says, we're done. We got to get out of here. All right. Jeff Fitz, ladies and gentlemen, he is the managing editor of City View Magazine. He knows what to do on Akana. He is City View. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Michael.
All right, we got to get out of here. It is nigh on to the weekend. Have yourself a wonderful weekend for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend, who? James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Jeff Pitts, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.